ומען החי ורעיון.
Put it up there. Oh. Hand her a piece of paper. Show me. Hand her a piece of paper. Put it up there.
And you're on them here. Because you're on them? Josh. Thank you very much.
Altman here. Let's go. Good. So we left off yesterday with the machlokas rishonim of whether there is a stira in kalim. Then we have a three machlokas rishonim. Rashi holds that binyan b'kelim is no binyan b'kelim is makel kaddish, so the mela is no stira b'kelim. And then I raised the question of hadolim shat and nishrevin v'sachovas according to Ben Rashi's and Makalko. Then we learn Tosfos and kuf mem vav min aleph, and Tosfos and kuf beis on the beis. That says that there is a din of stira gemura. Since there's a din of binyan, there is a din of binyan bekelim. When the binyan bekelim, how do we know that? Because of shufsa bekapina. The Taisa says that there's an isur binyan bekelim when it's ayidei chizuk veumnus, and that's pshat, and that's the halacha of binyan kelim. So in Vela there's a din of stira, the Tosfos says in Kuf Beis and Beis. When is there stira b'kelim? Stira gemura. Stira gemura. So what does the Tosfos do with Sheva Odom Esachovis, the Chachila? So he says, in Vayikiv it is Mustiki. So we have to finish up and explain why is there a heter of stira gemura b'kli Mustiki. Right? There is a stira in itself. Can you have stira gemura b'kli Mustiki? So that's one sheet, the second sheet, and the third sheet is the sheet of the Ran and the Ramban and the Rashba that say that the reason why you shave your odom is the chavis is because it's a keli. Not if it would be an oyel, then there would be the nestira. So now we have a problem because we have the Ramban and the Mitzvah and the Rash. And the Rajban, the Ram who say until base and base, there is a din of binyan bekalim, a binyan kalim like basis. But over here they say that there is no din of stira's kalim. That's what seems to be the pshat. That's what the Ramban seems to say. That goes against the Gemara and Kuv Chom base and the base that says that if you hold the binyan bekalim, you have to hold the stira bekalim. All right, that's what we left off yesterday. Three shitas. Shita number one, Rashi, that Ein Binyan Vestir B'Kalim, period. Shita number two, Yesh Binyan Kalim, by Binyan Gomra and Yesh Stira Gomor. Shita number three, Yesh Binyan B'Kalim, Elo Ein Stira B'Kalim. Right? Havel Teslam Shat in Ar Sugya, Shema Ezonis, Kalimus, Havel the Rabban Lim Shat, Easy, Ramban doesn't have an entry in our sugya so easy. Rashba has an entry. Ramban doesn't even skip our sugya so poshut, because if Ramban says that's what the Mishnah is saying. Shaver Odom is Nachavus Nachalim Ena. There is no Easter Stira. You don't have to be making it as Mustiki. Yep, that's a an Akimta. The Ritva spells out. The Rashba spells out. That's an Akimta for Eliezer and Beya, because he has to explain why. There's no gzeira de rabbanon of shema yisake, right? Because there's a gzeira de rabbanon for not being soiser, not being koitem. Hadas, because maybe you'll be koitem, a toothpick. So l'chara there should be an isa de rabbanon. No, so there's no isa de rabbanon of shema yisake l'gabe kli mustaki. All right. Good. So that's what we left off yesterday. Two things you have to figure out. Number one, what's the hezber in Tosfos that there is no binyan and therefore no sphira by kli mustaki? And number two, what's the hezber in the Ramban that there is no that yesh binyan bekalim aval ein sphira bekalim? How will he work with the gemara of kuv chav beis and beis? All right. So how do we explain Shita's Tosfos? Is the Hezra Adavar? No. What did you figure out? Why is there no Stira? Why is there no Binyan of Stira between Mustaki? How can you tell me that there is a din of Binyan Gomer Lagabe Kalim, but not Lagabe Mustaki? So I use, it's held together with bubblegum, it's held together with sap, so it's not a very strong Kalim, but I'm making a Binyan Gomer. No. So how are you Machalik? What do you have to say? But it's Makurish in Taisi. Yeah, you. It's Mokhrof that we got. That's Taisi the Shita. So what's Hedra Dar got Epi? Say it again?
Not in the
Dhamma,
for sure.
Okay, so. But that's not what Taisi says in Kovais and Reis. No? Taking liberty. Taisi says Binyan Gomor, or. Al Yedei, why did Tosfos say that? Why do you have to make two variables? Because he wants to explain why Gezeri Shema Yitka is Yitka has to be an Issa Deiraisa, correct? Because of Gezeri Shema Yitka. So the Tosfos say that Toa to shove something together that's got to be an Issa Deiraisa. All right. So now, and why did Tosfos say that Binyan Kaili is an Issa Deiraisa? Why? Would Makor force him to say that? If he wants to say that, no, the Yisod is with Koa, and everything is based on being Tekeya. So what forced Tosfos to say, no, what would he say? Rav Shufta B'Kabina. The Lechar, according to Tosfos, that means putting the handle and the shovel together. So Tosfos says that is not. Apparently, it's hard to say that they're the Easter's because he's Tekeya. They're the Easter's because he's making a Kligomer. Right? But the Chayef has to say something along the lines of what he's saying. No? Because if Tosfos says, Asiyas Kli is Osir, right? Tosfos says, Asiyas Kli are Yidei Chizuk V'um is Osir, right? And Tosfos says that Asiyas Kli Musiki Mutter, right? He certainly says, and maybe she goes slow on that. He says, Stiras Kli Gomer Osir, and says, Stiras Kli Mustaki Mutter. Right? Now, Asiyas Kli Musig, that's the Machlekes Rei and Rashi in Erevin. In Beya. Right? Asiyas Kli Musig, is that going to mean Isid Beirais, is that going to mean Mutis? But let's hold on that for a moment. We're not sure which way Tosfos is going to go on the Asiyas Kli Musig. Pashtus Tosfos will say that is Osir. Why? Because if our Mishnah says Shever Onder Mistachovis Lachol Menem Ubulvad Shulei Is Kavein Lasoyis Kli, Pashtus is if it's Kavein Lasoyis Kli Musig, it's going to be Osir. Pashtus. All right, Lou. So what do you say? Finish up, Epi. Correct. Correct. Is that a way to read the Kaveh and Beis? Correct. In other words, Tosfos and the Ramban and the Rashba, and probably most of the Chachmei Svar that where they present the exact same thing Tosfos presents, but they are moisif. What are they moisif? Why is Chiluk Lomnus Asiyas Kli? We pointed this out. We learned Kaveh and Beis last week. We pointed this out. That why is Chizuk Olnus a Asiyas Kli? Because if the Keli requires Chizuk Olnus, then in its broken form it is Batul Mikli. A Kli which requires Chizuk Olnus is not a Kli. Better yet. And pieces of a Keli which require Chizuk Olnus to make him to a Keli, they've lost the shame Keli while they are apart. That's what the Ran says, that's what the Ramban says, the Rajabha says. But look, every Tosfos does not say that. Right? Why do I say it? Look at Kuv Beis and Beis. Let's see what fits into the words. Ramban is very clear on that. But look at Tosfos. Alpha gav the kamel in binyan mekelim. Why do I read the hainad adke b'chazoris v'ti tritzit? I'm there as shukhulis avul binyan gomor mechai v'kelim. Come on, v'karka. Can I read him say perakirag? I'll be mitashul tesiyim. I'm talking chayim chatas. I'm machzir. Can they menera chayim chatas? So I can understand, possibly, to read Effie's. What he's saying, read the Ramban and the Rashba into Tosfos. That Tosfos starts off by saying, "Avol binyan gomor mechayu bekelim," and then he would define binyan gomor as chizuk olnus. Right? But the reason that I don't think that's good pshat is because of the Tosfos on Ayin Dalam Beis Chavisa. So it sounds like that simply Asiyas Kol HaKli is the way Tosfos defines Boina. And that the chizuk olnus is an alternate way to be chayiv boina. And then I would bolster that by saying that according to Rashi, according to Tosfos, how you define stira? What's stira going to be? Stira, I understand, you blow the whole thing apart. Right? What do you tell me stira? Stira is dismantling Ayde Umnas. Dismantling a chibur that was made Ayde Umnas. Dismantling a... what's that?
Dismantling Umnas.
So it has to be first Mechubur Ayde Umnas. Right? It has to be Mechubur Ayde Chizuk. So dismantling a chibur that was made the Umnas of the Chizuk, that would be a stira. Right? So I accept that. I accept that. But I accept that as an additional form of otherwise you have to say that Teisha does not say that the requirement of Chizuk Ba'umnos is what is Meichal L'Shem Kli. I understand it's attractive because the Ramban and the Teisvus go Mamish Yad B'Yad, but they just don't. But if that would be what Tosfos is saying, L'Chari should spell that out. Alright? That's why I'm hesitant to say that. So if we don't say that, so then how are we going to learn Pshat? Again, we're saying that Stiras Kli Mustiki is not a Stira, and according to the Ri, Binyan Kli Mustiki is not Binyan. And the way we said it yesterday, that we were Toyla the Machlekes, the Ri and Rashi, on the Machlekes Rashi Tosfos, but whether he's Binyan the Kalim, right? And we explained yesterday that the Machlekes Ri and Rashi, so whether Boine Kli Mustiki is an Isa Deiraisa, now that depends on whether the Isa Binyan Kalim is Machlepatish or Bona. So therefore it would follow that Tosfos would hold that Binyan Kli Mustiki is not Binyan. That would be good. Binyan Kli Mustiki is not Binyan, and Stiras Kli Mustiki is not Stira. Right? That'd be Tosfos. She tells us that Stira and Binyan are Koyad V'yad. Elamai, so I have to figure out. So Sataku has to finish up now. So why is Stira's Kli Mustiki? What would you say? Go ahead.
Kli Mustiki is not a Kli.
Right.
And that since it's not a Kli, then if Stira's Kli Mustiki, the Tosfos would say that would also be
like that. Now, what do you have the right to say it's not a Kli?
It would be considered, well, because Tosfos gives us Kalim that aren't considered Kalim in terms of Binyan. And Tosfos and I endowed on the base.
Yeah. Those cases. Oh, so I wouldn't say those are not Kalim and Mita Shotesim, I think it's Makabal Tumma.
Sometimes you say they're Kalim, but they're not Kalim that you'd be Chayav on Binyan.
It's not Binyas Kalim. In other words, what we said in Tosis is that Tosis focuses on the process of Bona. So putting together a Kali from its initiation, right there. To start a Kali from the beginning to end, that is Binias, that's Bona. That's Binias Kali. There's Bona in the buildings, that's if you put up a Mechitza. We'll learn that, because we'll design, it's the next Sugi Mitzvah. That's Binias, that's Bona. Putting a Gagan, that's Bona. Right? Putting a Kali together with Chizuk Ba'umnos, that's Bona. Making a Kali Mitchilosa is Bona. In other words, Tosfos is focusing on the Maisa Binia. What is a Maisa Binia? So you have numerous things. Mechitza, Oel, and in Keli, it's from beginning to end, like by Chavis, and Chizuk Ba'umnos. Alright, so now what are we saying? However, the Ri says, if you patch together a Chavis with all sorts of broken shards, that is not a Maisa Binia. And so it's just not Bona. I didn't have a Keli before, now I have a Keli. But since the job that I have at the end is a lousy job, right? According to the way Tosfos describes in Kuf Mem Vav Amud Aleph, quoting Rashi, well, you have Chavish Shavuro Umedapkin Shvarel Vesrav Shalait Shoesim Men Vesefes. So Tosfos says again. Tosfos here focuses on the Keli, on how do you make this? You make it by medabkin shvarel b'srav shalates, by sticking pieces together with a sap. Umishmochi dabke chavish shari, and that's why we're makel the makmas gmiusoi lechayisalei. That because it's so bad, you've no intent to maintain it. And there's no Isid Rabbanon of Shemi Yiskamen Lasis Kli. There's no Isid Rais of Boine Kli Masik, that's the Ri Mefurish in Balaam and Gimel. There's no Stiras Kli Mustiki, that's Taishvis, Kuf and Boman Aleph. And there's no Xero Shema Yatsa Kli. Right? If you're Miskavin Dav Kilasis Kli, So it'd be an Issa Drabanan probably. But there's no Issa Neiraisa of putting together a Kli Musa Tzibri. So why is that? Because sticking things together with the sap is not a Maisa B'niyah. B'meila, what's the next step in Taisvis? That undoing, dismantling something, dismantling the sap, right? Dismantling something which is just held together with bubble gum, that's not stira, that's not soiser. Dismantling something, what's soiser? Soiser, apparently, according to Tosfos, is the reverse of boina. So if boina is putting together an entire kli, then soiser is blowing apart an entire kli. I'm taking a chavis and smashing it. That's soiser. If boina is putting together a kli, either chilik v'imunas, then soiser is taking apart a kli that was put together with chizuk v'imunas. But if putting together a kli with bubble gum is not boina, then pulling it apart is not soiser. That's taisus. That's taisus kub chav basement base. Look at kub chav basement base. Again, this is
that different than what we just tried to suggest?
What's that?
How's that different than what we just tried to suggest?
Oh, no, different from what Effie said.
Yeah.
No, but Effie said it's on the right track. The only thing I disagree with Effie is Effie would say that Chizuk Unus is the sole way, according to Tosfos, of defining, in other words, that say that Tosfos holds like the Ramban and the Rashba, that the fact that it requires Chizuk Unus, that shows you that it was not a keli until now. That's just a simon that this is a keli chadash that I'm doing it from beginning to end, right? So that means that the definition according to Rabban and Rashba of binyan mekelim is making a new keli. I can make a new keli because it wasn't here today. It is here, and it wasn't here this morning. It's here now. Or I can make a new keli because this morning it was here and it was it requires. All the pieces were there, but it requires chizuk v'umnus to put it back together again. Right? That's the Ramban and the Rashba. What I'm suggesting in Tosfos is the same conclusion, but a different way of getting to it. Right? That Tosfos is focusing on the pu'ula bona. The pu'ula bona is defined as either making something anew or using chizuk v'umnus to put it back together again. But I'm not going to the root of saying that the fact that it requires chizuk v'umnus, that is what shows that it's a new keli. That's the one piece that I don't think you can, that Ramban and Rashba spell out. The Ramban spelled it out. But I don't see the Tosfos, I don't see the Smukhri to say this in Tosfos. Right, hold on for a minute. Look at Kukhon Beis and Beis, the last few lines of the sugi that we studied. Right, the old Maya v'loy machzirin el Omer Rava kosomer ein binyan bekelim ve'stira bekelim u'gzerish emayivka. So Rashi learns it beautifully. Rashi learns it. Rashi is glaich. Right, ein binyan bekelim u'gzerish emayivka nakim apatish. Right, that's such a tight fit. Tosfos has to say ein binyan bekelim. Vein stira bekelim. Maybe like the way the Magen Mishnah says it, like the Ramban says, ein binyan bekelim. If I have a keli and I'm being boisim to the keli, I have a keli and I am pulling apart part of a keli. No, but shema yitka, if I'm not going to be fixing up a keli, but I'm going to be shoving something together, that's going to be binyan bekelim. Right. That's how the Tosfos is has to learn. So therefore, we have to say, therefore it's mukhrach to say, right, that in our Gemara, when we say that there's no stiras kli mustiki, we have to say that there's no benias kli mustiki, and we know we can say that's the re. And if we explained the re correctly yesterday, this is one. The next step is not mukhrach. But it fits in nicely, right? If we say that the reason why the re holds that kli mustiki is not a benias kli is because it doesn't satisfy the standards of bona, as opposed to Rashi, who uses makom patish, so then it fits in well. That our taste would hold like the re, like Rashi. All right. Now, that's what the Chometz Chaim had in mind. When he in Shinyan Dalev Siv Kotan Aleph. Mishnah Berurah says, Aval binyan gomer ustira gomer shayach dam bekelim v'lachein davke b'dibay shvarel b'zefes yochel l'shogra te'ein v'stira gomorah. Aval hoyisa shleima havi stira gomorah v'osir hafilu b'chlikata.
In other words, what the Chofetz Chaim is explaining will be explained. That since it's a clean mustiki, right? Ain binyan stira b'kil hanimile she ainai binyan mamish kigoyin chavis she nishbra v'di beik shvirel v'zefes yochel l'shabra likach mashu v'seicha. So explain to Chofetz Chaim what's the heter of stira over here, because this is a chavishal mustiki. Ain binyan gomer ustira gomer shayach. Sorry, abu binyan gomer ustira gomer shayach gam mekalim. V'lachein davke b'dibik shvur b'zefes yochel l'shavish. The ain zes tira gomer. Ain zes tira gomer. I have two kalim. One is made of perfect wood, and one is made of a patched together of old wood. Is patched together. One is put together beautifully with screws and with bolts. The other is put together with one is with zefes, and one put together with mustiki. Alright? What's what they would say? They're both in the exact same thing. They're holding wine. Alright? Neither one is leaking. So one, if I snap one apart, that's stirum. The other one is not stirum. What's the difference? So that is what Tosfos is how he explains our Gemara. That's what the Mishnah Berurah is explaining. This is not a stirum Gemara. Why? Because putting this together was not a Biniya Gemara. Alright? Hold the question a minute. So, Masha'ina came, the Ramban and the Rajbah say otherwise. Right? The Ramban and the Ramban, they say, what's Pshat Na Gemara? Shoyv Radmus Achavet, because the Kaili Kotan. It would be an Oyel. Ah, then we're talking, then it's awesome. So, it comes out from the Ramban and the Rajbah, they don't have Soys Lagavi Kalim. Right? Again, what's the Ramban and the Rajbah? The same kasha Tosfos asks. Tosfos kasha is Gemara in Erev and says there's an Easter of Stira B'Kalim. Gemara in Shabbos says no Stira L'Gavi Kalim. Shoyv Adam Asachavas. Right? Tosfos is retired to the Nekimta. Mustaki. Fine. Rajbo and Ramban, Chidush Iran, Ran al Arif, say what happened? And the Yerushalmi say Erevin is an oyel, it's a binyan godol, a keli godol, nem saw. It's a keli shall eitz. It's an oyel, the male of the soyser. Shaver onem is a chavis is a keli. There is no Easter steel agave kelim. Right? That's Ramban Rajba. So now our problem is, but the Gemara in Kuvchov Bey says it goes hand in hand. And you, the Ramban and Rajbah, said that there is binyan b'kelim. You are masking with Tosfos. You learn the same shot as in Ram, right? So how can you say yesh binyan kelim and ein stira kelim, right? That's the kasha. So what do you have to say in the Ramban and the Rajbah? What's the mukhra? The Ramban says it. Good.
So you have to say the same way as Tosfos. It's not considered to be opinion.
He can say it. He says it's Bain of Kalim. No? Ramban says, Rajbah says, Rambam. They all have an Easter. Ramban is even more difficult. We'll get to the moment. Rambam says both. He says, Ain't Bain of Kalim. He says that you can't be Bain of Kalim. We'll see in a moment. No? No, so what's the problem? So, Binyan Gomer, they build a Kalim. So, why is the Steer of Gomorrah by pulling it apart? Ramban and Rajbah both say that Ramban and Rajbah and the Ran say putting together a keli mitchilos is awesome, and then they go right to the whatever you quoted before, and they even say more that if a keli is put together with chizuk v'umnos, that is putting together a keli mitchilos. That is because the fact that it requires chizuk v'umnos means it's bottle mishein keli. The Ramban and Rajbah have a more lomdish presentation. Right? If it's if it requires his umnas, it's a simen, it was bottle me shein keli. And now I'm giving it shein keli. So Ramban and Rajbah say the same thing Tosfos says, but instead of focusing on the manner in which I'm putting it together, they say if something was not a keli, and anybody can figure out it's not a keli, then making it is a keli. And began with sand, and now I have a chavis, an hour later, so I don't need a lamdan to say, I made a keli. But let's say if I had pieces of wood, and I placed them together, maybe if I had an IKEA bed, an IKEA shelf, and I put it together, so now I want to know, did I make a keli today on Shabbos? Right? So Taisva says, did you do chizak vumnus? I have a suffix, we'll cover that. I have a suffix if I can put it together, so it doesn't require vumnus, right? But if the only way I can put it together is because I have a book of instructions, so maybe that is vumnus. You buy a box from IKEA, all these pieces of wood together, right? An hour or two later, you have a bookshelf, right? Would it require chizuk? No, probably not. Right? Did it require umnas? So have a suffix. On one hand, anybody can put it together, right? On the other hand, the only reason they can put it together is because either because some umnan figured out how even I could put it together, so they made it in such a way with all these details that anybody can put it, or because they sent a book along. So is it like I'm putting together and there's an umman oymen al gabi and telling me exactly where to put the screw, where to put the, so therefore it is like the umman. And do we say no, the fact that anybody can do it is not that have a suffix, would that be an easy day raisa? Alright, but what are we saying over here? So the Rajban and the Ramban say alumnus. They say the fact that it required umnas, that shows you that it was not a keli, it is a keli. If you begin with sand to make a chavis, I don't need a lamdan to set. If I have all my different pieces set out, and then I have an instruction book that says I put it together again, so then I need a lamdan to say, did I make a keli mitchilasoi, or did I assemble pieces and made a keli? So the Rajban and the Ramban say, I'll give you the simen. The simen is, if it requires chizuk v'umnos, that means it was both a mishem keli. So you made a shame keli. It's a lamdish keli. Fine. Same thing. So I know that the Ramban and Rajbah says Yesh Binyan Mekalim. And I know the Gemara says, Yesh Binyan Mekalim, you must say Yesh Nira Mekalim. Right? So how the Ramban and Rajbah saying no? Yesh Binyan Mekalim, but ain't Nira Mekalim? No? Go ahead, Avi. Why not? Ramosha has a tremendous svara, correct. But before you, that's the hezber. You have to know what are we being mazir first. You're right. We'll go in that direction. Ramosha writes in the, if you have now, when we finish today, Bez Hashem, when you have time, but next you have to do Shinyudalad and Shitas of even you don't have time. And you have to do Kuflam's day, you don't have time. But when you have time, so then you should, the numerous things you can do right now, you'll get a lot of hanah out of it. You can take out the Minchas Chinuch, and you can breathe through bone and soser. Same thing as Chav, Hey, and Chav Vav, right? You'll get a lot of hanah, because you've done all the sugyas, you'll go right through. You could take out any of it, you could take out, I forget the others from that put the, or if you take out the tour, Shin Yadalin, tour of Yisrael, if you can really, you'll cut through like, much like butter. You've done everything. You take out the Ravosha, Kuf, what is it, Kuf, Chaval, Kuf, Aveitz. Aveitz, be able to read through an eighth Anaf Simon of Ravosha, you'll be able to read it through. You'll get a lot of Anaf. Until the very end, haven't done yet. Right? So Ravosha is a beautiful Svara that will come to in a few minutes, right? And Ravosha, it really proves this, proves what we're saying right now. Rav Moshe developed this idea that the Ramban and Rajbah simply say, "Ein Sira B'Kalim," right? But and now you've seen the Rishonim to become the became we were mechavim to this an entire anapra to a Rav Moshe, right now. But the question is, so what are you going to do with the Gemara on Kuf Chav Beis Amid Beis? No, what do you say? How did you the right to say that there's binyan but there's no stira? So the truth is that the Ramban is bothered by this. Ramban himself is bothered by it. Right? The Ramban and Kuv Beis and Beis is bothered by it, and he has an interesting lashon. Remember the lashon he has over there? The lashon, like the Mishnah said it later on, but the Ramban I think is the first to say. Look, open up the Ramban and Kuv Beis and Beis. Go ahead. Good. Okay, that's the Magid Mishnah, and that really begins the Rabban. When you see it inside, open the Rabban Kul Beis Mabeis. You have to see this. It's a very difficult line of the Rabban, but once we work with it, Kul Beis Mabeis. Right, right at the beginning. The very beginning. Kashu leil ravasa. Hal bar mina mesechus beya. Ein binyam and kalem and sir v'kalem. The yei shalom tarets. Right, Rav. The kashu was with which we open the entire sugya. Rav says boina. The gemara in beya says ein binyam and kalem. The yesh lanu l'tareis, the chiyarminan ein binyan bekelim hanemilei beklishen nisparei kegoin menerish l'solius, a kli that became disassembled. Aval oise kli, oi nisakin kli nitkilo asoi, ein l'chot binyan godol mi ze. Ve ein ze nikra binyan bekelim, sharei ein oi kli, aval oise kli mikri. That last line. The ain ze nigra binyan bekelim. This is not binyan bekelim, shere ain a kli, because he's not working on a keli. Avol ois a kli mikri. What is the Ramban? What do we come to this line? He's bal be'arkash, avol ois a kli mikri. Right? So now the Ramban, once you see this, you understand how the Ramban be kukov beis. Ain binyan bekelim, the ain stira bekelim, u gezeira shema yitka, but there's a gezeira shema yasekli. Right? Ein binyan, that's what the Ramban is focusing on, that lashon. Ein binyan bekelim. Ein stira bekelim. The Ramban would say, we paskin, ein binyan bekelim. But there's another din called oise keli mikri. What does that mean? Oise keli, zereshem ayitka, zereshem ayasekli. That's why the Ramban has to say, not like Tosis on the Adaiti, that chizuk l'umnos is required to be a ma'aseh b'niyah, because Ramban says there is no such thing as a ma'aseh b'niyah b'keli. Tosis has to say only if Ramban has to say if I'm an oise kli, then I'm in trouble. Then I'm chayiv, right? Why? So therefore, the Ramban has to say that if I require chizuk l'umnos at the siman, I didn't have a keli, so therefore I'm an oise kli. That's the difference and nuance between the Ramban and the Tosfos. The Rav Moshe has a tremendous ha'ara based on this. He even explained it on Ayin Hey Amun Beis. Ayin Dal Amun Beis. Right, there's a line in Tosfos that we've glossed over several times. He's saving it for now. Chavisa v'tanura v'chalsa. Pirush Rashi. Ayin Dal Amun Beis. Right. That's Isis. Perish Rashi from the Boyne Lay Machayim, the Ibn Yamikalim, the Ain Nirim, the dad to be matzir mitu menayrus al chuliyot and mitu they binim kelim. Although kishoyzel legamri kol akli mechayiv mishum boyne they binim rebesh boyne ayman dial shuv to be kapina the marachayim mishum boyne but tzarachiyim the leilik sheinim nafeyach bechlis chuches the say pirkin. So Taisa said that the one problem says I can't answer the problem, and that is a glass blower. A glass blower. The Gemara says chayiv mishum makiv bepatish. Why is he chayiv mishum boyne? He's asiyas kli. He's making a kli as a glass blower begins with a straw. At the end of the straw is that a mass of melted sand, and he blows it into a flask. He blows it into a bowl. He's basically, so Tesha says, he can't figure it out. These are mitzvahim. It should be boina. Should not be makma patish. I think the Ritvot says in Erevin, maybe the Ritvot here, I forget. The Ritvot says itaka should be, but the Ritvot's opinion, you cannot be machayiv two malachas for one mice, and therefore boina gets not, that boina is the less one. Taisus doesn't hold to that. The Taisus is stuck. So it says Rav Moshe, Ramban and Rashba were not stuck. Why? Because it says, Aminafeyach bichlis chuches. What does that mean? It means that we're not talking that enachanami, if you would have a little ball of melted sand at the end of your straw and you would blow it into a flask, of course, it says the Ramban and the Rashba, you'd be chayav mishum boina, binyan kelim. You made a kelim, you were yoitza keli mikri. But if on Erev Shabbos you had already begun to make the a flask, and there was a small hole there, there was a small bowl at the end of your straw, so you are minafeyak bichli schuchas. So then the Ramban and Rashba would say, you're not a yoitza kli. You're a boina dikli. No, boina vikli, not chayim mishum boina, chayim mishum makam patish. But Taisus, that's what Rav Moshe says, right? So laniyah zaiti, we could be moisif. Right? For Rav Moshe, it's not clear to me if he wants to be mataris Taisus or mefarish Taisus. So laniyah zaiti, we could be moisif. That's good for the Ramban and the Rajba. So why is Taisus, why does it leave him tzarech iyon? Because Taisus holds that if I make a keli on yidei umnos, that is called a keli. Right? So Taisus, Salaniya's deity, Taisus is stuck. Because Taisus is if I continue to blow a bowl, and it was a bowl that that held one teaspoon. Now it's a bowl that holds 10 teaspoons. So I put together 9 teaspoons of a bowl, yidei umnos. So that's still, it's called, that's still chayim mishum kli. According to Ramban and Rashba, it's only if I'm called an oisikli. If I give it a shame keli. Here I didn't give it a shame keli, I had a shame keli. I made the shame keli from a 1 teaspoon keli to a 10 teaspoon keli. So I made it into a large, but I didn't give it a shame keli. I wasn't making a shame keli on it. So therefore, the Ramban and the Rashba, so we understand the Gemara, it's very beautiful. We're saying, no boina, and there is makel vatish. Taisvis is still not to be tzarechiyu. Because Taisus says, I did a maise b'niyah. A maise b'niyah shalomnos. Right? So it's a beautiful pshat in this Taisus. That's what, coming back to Effie's point, that's why I prefer not to collapse the Ramban and the Rashba into Tosfos. And the main reason is because I don't think it reads in Tosfos. I don't think you can shove it, that Taisus can say it. So you have to have a mamisha hechreyach to say that, to shove it into Taisus. But I think also that would explain the Taisus, that Rav Moshe really says in the Taisus. So just Moshe that one nekud at the end. So now coming back, what does the Ramban mean? What does the Ramban mean? Ain binyan mekelim, it's your mekelim. So we'll say vayta, we'll explain further. Without explaining Ramban, we'll still be able to say further. What can we say? That when is Sira and binyan linked together? So that's what the Gemara says. The Gemara links Sira bekelim with binyan bekelim. But apparently there is no source to link Stiras Kalim to Binyan Kalim. Right? Apparently Ramban will say that the Gemara only says you have to link Stira B'Kalim, Binyan B'Kalim. If you hold Yesh Binyan B'Kalim, then there's Stira B'Kalim. Then dismantling a Kali into its component parts, or maybe taking apart part of it. There is binyan be'oyel and there is tira be'oyel. Right? If I add on a thumbtack to a binyan, to a structure, I'm over boina. If I take a thumbtack away, I'm over soiser. There is binyan be'oyel and stira be'oyel. We'll see in a moment in the Rambam. Right? However, says the Ramban would say, but if I have a keli, I have a keli which is less than 40 saw, and then I would add on something to the keli, I would add on a thumbtack to the keli, I would add on a hook to the keli, I would make the keli bigger than a beflitis sluchis. So that would not be an iser of going to the keli, according to Ramban. It was not yitzer keli. Similarly, if I shrink a keli, if I take a toothpick off a kid, if I make a kidney less functional, I'm not over soiser. Right? It's different than binyan boil, binyan bevayas. I'm making a gag. But, says the Ramban, apparently, that if I make a kidney mitchilosoi, so I'm over the iser of boina. And apparently, if I am soiser a kidney legamrei, I am not over the iser of stir. And that's how he learns Shemar Gemara. Shoiver Odom is a Chavis, Taizen has to say, Taizen is forced to say it's a claim Mustaki. Because he holds Binyan and Stira are entirely are the opposite of each other. But Ramban says, not necessarily so, they are not entirely the opposite of each other. Ramban says that Boina and Soiser lose their link. Ein binyan v'kemen zira v'kelim. Correct. That is going to be linked together. But I can have a din and boina called yoytzer kli. And apparently there is no parallel or opposite in soyser. That's our sugya. Shoyvam zachavis. I'm allowed to blow apart a keli. All right. Look at the Rambam. Hold on. Look at the Rambam. We still haven't explained it. We just have identified this. And that's what Avi was saying. That's what Rav Moshe pointed out. Rav Moshe spends a few paragraphs developing this idea because L'chaira, it is not intuitive. Where we are used to thinking binyan seiser, right? And so now we all of a sudden we've discovered, according to Rav Moshe, that they become unhitched when it comes to Yitziras Kli. Now look at the Rambam. The two Rambams, Yud Yud Gimel and Chav Beis Chav Bei. Alright? Yud Yud Gimel. Start with Yud Yud Beis. Havoyne Kol Shukhayim. And Mashe Pnei Karka Bavayitzkin, Shishvel, and so on. Making it even the floor of that's a matu pnei karka b'bayis. Everybody's a boy in a chayiv. Echad nesan is a ev, echad nesan tiv. Chayiv. Right? That's your base. That's kuv base. They're important to note. The last line of a lot of your base should be very important for us. Has boy in a lagabe keilin potes. He paskin like the other sheep of the Yerushalmi. That the Adonim, this is parashim, work a karka. Next, Yud Gimel. Ha'oyza oil kavua, Harveda told us boina v'chayiv. Let's come back to this. Explain this. Ha'boina kol shuchayiv, but ha'oyza a person who has a house in his mashma pnei karka. So that's the of boina. Oil kavua is a told of boina. V'chein, look at the lashon. Ha'oyza kli adomo ki going tanner v'chavis koinim sheyisrefu. Harveda told us boina v'chayiv. Okay, hold on to this and look at Perek Chav Beis. Halacha Chav Hei. Chav beis chav hei. Hatekeya, when you shove something together, chai mishu koinim. That's koinim. Lefichav, therefore, chav beis chav hei, lefichav, therefore, kol atlasei, nachubari, sekarka, leignaitin, and sallam, 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 therefore, you have a door. Don't take the door off, because you may put it together, and put it together with some strength, and when it will be over, on the easier the rise of Tekeya. Avon Beles, she the table of Migdal, that Kuchav Beis and Beis, who shored the law, Tesha Kalim, Noitlin, the Lay Machdirin. You can be so easy to them. Vim Nish Machdirin Tachdin, Shalem Doyechi Kenai Salim Koyman. And you can press them back in place. Uva Mikdosh Machdirin Oisai, that's a simon that even Machdirin is only easy to Rabbanon. Avon Zira Elyon, Chinish Mach, also Achzirin, who come walk going. Is they Rishema Yidka? So what Vaitu in the Rambam? In the Rambam. Goylin es Seyer Roish. We'll go back to that. Machzirin Menorish Uchulyas. When they should nearest Kibbutz, it's a Drabbanan. Vinhechzir Potter, She'ein Binyan Bekalim, Vein Steer Bekalim. That's the steer of the Rambam. And Chav Beis, Chav Vav, he says, Ein Binyan Bekalim. In Yud, Yud Gimel, he says, Isaac Lee. No, he must hold the Rambam, he must be the Rambam, the Rambam is exactly the same. It's the exact same Lashon. Ein Binyan Bekalim, but Isaac Lee is a total of Boina. So in Chav Beis, Perikla Beis is telling us they're Rabbanon. So they are Halachet of Nira, Kibbutz, and so on and so forth. But that's all in fixing up Kalim, in reassembling Kalim. That ain't been Mitzir of Kalim. Now, what about Soyser? Soyser, Perikla Halachet Hezbon. As Soyser, Kol Shulchayiv. Parenthetically, make sure you have looked at the Lechem Mishnah. Yud Gimel, because he's Mataret, Sakash, the Rabbanan, and Rashi about the Gabe. This is where the Magid Mishnah quotes the Ramban on Yud Tes Vav. Yud Tes Vav. Yeah. Hasayse oil kavu is a pasha. Ground which is steered oil in Naguba. The chain perika sa eats the kuas a kol mashi yeish by binyan, yeish by stira. But the Eitz Tekua L'chora, you can argue with this, the Eitz Tekua is an Eitz Tekua in an Ohel or in a Binyan, not an Eitz Tekua in a Keli. I mean, it's Mukhra, because shoving in an Eitz Tekua, the Rambam says it's Rabbanan. The only Binyan Keli that the Rambam has is that basically Adama is going to learn what is going to use for the total of the Chayim. Machne is Yana Kardu Musaif Eitz. Told us Boyne. Tekeya Eitz Ve Eitz. Adshin is Achayim. Could be the Tarek Eitz Kakua is even in the Kili. Could be. Good. So that is the Ramban and the Rashba. Making a keli mitchila. Look at what Ram helps us out. Ram says that a oisa kli is a tolda of boina. So now the question is, how do we understand this distinction? So that's what Avi was quoting Mishem Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe talks about binyan choshev. That he says that if whatever I do to a building, to a structure, that's a very significant and substantial kind of boner. And it does not find a parallel in binyan kelim. Unless I am putting together kelim b'tulosa bat soifa. That if I add something to a house, then that's a significant form of boner. I'm changing the nature of something. I have a nail, I attach it to the house, it becomes a hook. It becomes much more cautious. If I have a disassembled shelf and I put it together again, so if it was not a Shem Keli before, it now becomes a Shem Keli, that's cautious. I'm making it, and I'm changing the status of everything I put together. But if I have a small Keli and I extend it to become a big Keli, nope. So I haven't done anything like that so cautious. That's how Rabbi Shah deals with this distinction. Right. A little hard to define. What is chashivas in this case? But that's how Rav Moshe finishes off this malach. But I want to go. I'd like to, before we go to svaras, let's try to figure out something else. What would be the makor of all of this? Now let's go back to Mishkan. All right? How are you talking? How did? What's? Even let me ask an easier question. What is the nekudas hamachlekes between Tosfos and the Ramban and the Rambam? How would you formulate what they differ on? Right? We said it. We know that they argue about stiras kli mustiki. We know that Tosfos holds smashing a keli stira gemura is an iser soiser. We know that Ramban for sure holds that stiras kli gomor is not a problem. Pashas Rambam as well, because Rambam quotes the Gemara of Shaver without saying it's kli mustiki, like there is. So what is the machlekes Ramban and Tosfos? How would you, we know what they're arguing about, what? How would you formulate their machlekes? Nope. Go ahead. Yeah. We know that Tosfos holds Stiras Keli Kli Mustiki is Mutter, but Stira Kli Gemura, the opening line of the Mishnah Berurah, is a Stira on Shabbos. Stiras Keli. Right? No, Taisha says, Binyan Keli is also Stiras Keli Mutter. And Stiras Keli is also Mutter. Right? Whenever Boyd is also, Stira is also. Ramban says, Oyse Kli Osir. Soyser Kli Mutter. Has Shaver Chavis? Mutter. None of these Mutter. None of these are Raisa. Mutter Lutzer Chavah. Okay? So, how would you. We know the difference. We know that Tosfos says the only time you can blow apart a Keli on Shabbos is if it's a Kli Mustiki. So, you don't have a Keli to begin with. You're not being Shaver. And according to Ramban, we know he says that you can blow apart any Keli. So what? How would you format the machlokes? No, Glenn. Good. So in the din of bona, we would say that apparently they argue as to how to define bona. Tosfos looks at the defines bona as a process, and Ramban defines bona as giving me a new structure. Right? It's very now that this will make our analysis of the Rambam a little more difficult, because the Rambam, when it comes to Megabein, says Megmaached things that's called bona. So apparently Rambam holds like Ramban, but defines like Tosfos, a little more complicated. Let's. But that probably is how we'd have, and that's why the Tosfos focuses on Chilek V'Umnus, and the Ramban says Chilek V'Umnus is a simon, it's the way to make Keli. Right? And we will see, Ritz Hashem, when we go on to the discuss Mechitzas and Ohel, then we'll find a similar Machlokes Rishonim. Whether you look at the Mice of Beni or you look at the structure. Alright, good. How would you formulate the Machlokes of Soyser? He still hadn't helped me out with Tosa. He told me that the Ramban had the Bona to which there is no parallel. Right? Majenik and the Tosa doesn't have that. Right? Because they have a different shot in the Gemara Kufa base and base. No? Go ahead, Moshe. So Tosa said that on the Drabbanan Dika level. Right? When you do something, the Mamma chase the Kufa from an olive. I mean, why don't we say Xavier Shema? I'm looking so that they rise in the Golem. No? One easy step. Go ahead, Obi.
Why can't we say that Moshe is talking about the rise level?
Because he said Xavier, you can say he could make comments. No?
I'm going to ask from the Tosus on Ayin Gimel.
The other what?
We say that when we talk about Sotir, I'm going to ask Libnos. We're talking about it doesn't just have to be Amanas Libnos, it can also be Amanas Lataki.
Mm-hmm.
You're getting something out of the Stira.
Mm-hmm.
And so then here, Tosus would say that any time that you're getting something out of the Stira, even if it means that you don't have anything in the place where something used to be, whereas Ramban is going to be more focused on destroying the Maisa Umnas, on destroying the Chizuk the Umnas that he defines as a boner.
Oh, so you're making an assumption. You're one step ahead of me. Right? What's ahead of me? You're still assuming that the Ramban sees Soser as the reversal of Bona.
Yes.
Why? Mishnah. Which Mishnah? Lamed Aleph. It's Seisam and Aslan, does that have to be the reversal? That's where you're that's the direction you're going. You're saying, no, Lasaki can be good enough. I know where you're going. We'll be there in a minute. But before we get there, right, there's one more step. We're going to make every step rigorous. There's one more step. What? That go ahead.
According to Tosos, can be a destructive act also? Does it have to be creative?
No. In a Hanami, it's going to have to be Amanos Livnais.
Possible, likely.
Yeah, why not? Many times you take something apart to make it better. Why not? But I just want one formulation, just one step further, and that is that it's clear that according to Tosfos, that Soser is the reversal of Bona, and it's clear, according to Ramban, that that's not necessarily so. Soser is not always the reversal of Bona. Why? That's Lukra, what we're saying. Why? Because Ramban says, so Oysa Kli is Bona. And he says there is no parallel in Soser. Blowing apart, Ashoy, that's our Sugya. Ashoy there. That's what we opened up with. Ramban says blowing apart a keli. Ramban said it. The Ramban says it beforeish. The only way to learn a shaver, the only way to explain the Gemara in Erevin that there's a problem with blowing apart a keli is if it's not a keli, if it's an oyel, it's kli gadol. If it's a kli katan, if it's not them saw, it's not an oyel. If it's a keli, there's no iser b'saiser. Right. That's what the Ramban says. So now you'll ask me, but it goes against the Gemara in Kufa Beis. No, it doesn't. The Gemara in Kufa Beis says that ain binyan b'kelim, therefore ain stira b'kelim. The Gemara never said, and the Gemara said over there, and what am I afraid of if you're going to pull off the door? Shema yidka, you may put it together, and the over boyan when you put it together. Gemara never said that there was a parallel Iser of Soiser. Right? So apparently, the Ramban, whereas Tosfos holds exactly what the Magid Mishnah said in the Rambam. Whenever there is Boina, there is Soiser. The Ramban says, Lamdavka. I can have the situation of Boina, and its reversal is not Soiser. So now let's go a step further. Where do we know Binyan in Mikdash from? In Mishkan? No. We know binyan from putting together the oil. All right, the crushman of the crushman. If do we know is there a binyan bekel? Is there a binyan kalim in putting together the mishkan? No, what would you say? With that, in putting together the mishkan. Correct. No. So if you say no, finish up. If you say that putting the krushim on the adonim is putting the krushim on a keli, so then making the adonim is making a keli that was necessary for the building of the mishkan. That's making an oden from nothing to something, right? Silver melted, became an oden, became a keli. But if you hold it, the Rambam says. Let me point out that line, the last line in Yud Beis. That means he holds the Oden is not a Keli. That means he holds the Oden is Karka. So where do you have Binyan, Kalim in Mishkan? No, what'd you say? That's the question. Do we count the clay Mishkan themselves? If we count the clay Mishkan themselves, then that could be that we count the clay Mishkan themselves. Could be. But that should make this whole issue a non-issue. Right? The fact that the Gemara has to discuss maybe Binyan Gabe Kalim and not simply say, all right, Menaira Shulchan sounded that we're only looking at the building of the structure of the Mishkan. L'chara, that's correct. So if in the structure of the Mishkan I have an oven called a keli, so I have the new kelim. But if in the structure of the Mishkan I have no keli, so I don't have an oven that should be called v'inu v'kelim. Right? Elamai, what happens? Tosfos apparently says that since we focus on the mice of the Nia, so once I have the mice of the Nia in the structure of the Mishkan, so I can say the same, when I find the same mice of the Nia, in Kalim, that's bone of a Kalim. Tosfos said, how do you define bone? Maisa b'niya. Memela, I can transfer a maisa b'niya from a structure to a Kali. The Ritva spells this out in Erev and Lamed Aleph. Ritva says, explain Tosfos, that b'niya is chibur. Like the Rambam says in Perek Vav, me'achev. The mele to go from boina to boina b'oyel to boina kalim is easy. The same maisa chibur. However, if you define boina as creating a certain structure, right? So then you can't go from boina. You can't go from Binias Oil to Bain of a Kalim. And so the Rambam tells us that Yotzer is Taken not an Ov of Baina. Yotzer Kalim is a Tolva. That's what the Ramban is saying. This is not called Baina, this is called Yotzer. It's called Isakli. It's different. It happens to be a Tolva. But you won't find Isakli in Mishkan. Now, go one step further. Where do you find Soyser in Mishkan? No, it's easy. Was that you're dismantling the Mishkan? That's the Gemara and Lembeis Mabeis. Say someone else live nice. Right? Do you ever find Soyser Kali in Mishkan? Well, it's not going to happen, right? When they moved the Mishkan, they didn't take apart any Kali. If you'll tell me that Binias Kali is the Oden, they never took apart an Oden. So Stira you'll only find in the Oya. You won't find Stira in Kalim Bechlau. Right? So now let's finish up. So now how does Tosfos get to Soyser? How are you defining Soyser? No? Tosfos says Soyser is the inverse of Boina. Soyser, everybody says the only place you find Soyser is in taking apart the oil. Ram Tosfos says what's Boina? Boina is Biniya. Boina is a process. Boina is Chibur. Soiser is taking apart that chibur. Mimela Toisva said that Boin and Soiser go mamish yad b'yad. Ramban apparently says that we can learn Soiser from Mishkan directly. Mimela, you'll never have a Stiris Kalim. Now look at Lam Alphan Beis. Lam Alphan Beis. Okay, again, let's make a quick sequence of how we got to this point, and we'll finish up on base and base, and then a tremendous, tremendous word from the Afika Yom and the Urayim. Again, so how do we get to this? How have we got to this point? We said that, and first of all, we said that it would seem that Tosfos and the Ramban define Bona differently, right? Tosfos defines Bona as a process of putting things together, along the lines of the Rambam and Yod Medavek, but not quite. And therefore, Tosfos says whenever you have a significant Maisa Beniyah, right? Namely, putting together a structure, putting together a Keli from beginning to end, putting together some of the Yechidah Bonus. Tosfos says, and what's Soiser? Soiser is the reverse of Bona. Whenever Gemara and the Kufa Beis, whenever you have, because Tosfos is not Machalik between Yesh Binyan, Bistira, Bikelim, so Tosfos has to learn Pshat and Kufa Beis and Mabeis as whenever there is Binyan, Bikelim, Bistira, Bikelim. Tosfos does not make the Diyak Binyan, Bikelim, not Binyan, Kelim. The Mela, whenever you have Bona, you have to have Soiser. Like the Magid Mishnah points out, right? Therefore, the Tosfos will define Binyan as putting together things in a putting together things in a way which is like in a very significant way, and Soiser is dismantling that kind of chibur. Okay, so therefore, Tosfos says Shoiver Olim Esachovis has to be Mustiki, since it's not a significant Keli, it's put together with bubble gum, so blowing it apart is not Soiser. Right? More in Erevin, also Deiraisa to blow apart, because putting together that Keli with an Issa Deiraisa, so blowing apart is Soiser. Right? Where do I have Boina in Mishkan? So I have Binyan and Mishkan putting together, but putting the Kroshim up, but putting the Urias up. Where do I have Binyan, Kalim, and Mishkan? So I have that in the. Maybe I don't have it. This is not Mukra. Or maybe I have it when I. By making the Adonim, because of the day on Yerushalmi that says the Adon is a Kalim. But, less amount of bowling, then I'm not going to have Soiser in Mishkan, right? So in Mela, that's Tosfos' understanding. If I don't have Soiser, I don't see Stiras Kalim in Mishkan. Tosfos holds that Stiras Kalim is Issa Deraisa. Tosfos holds there's those, but there is no Stira in Mishkan. So therefore, it's Mukhrof to say in Tosfos, right? This is a necessary. Tosfos says there is such a thing as Stiras Kalim, Erev and Lamed Aleph, right? Tosfos says that and there is no Stiras Kalim in Mishkan. Memela, how did I get, where's my Soyser? My Soyser must be the reversal of my Boina. I learn from Stiras Mishkan that we define Soyser as dismantling my Biniyah. And once I learn from Biniyas Kiroshim and Oyel that Boina is a specific kind of process. That process can now be transferred to anything else, including Kalim. Soyser, I learned from Mishkan, Soyser is the reversal of Boina. Memele, whenever I have Boina, they rise up, Soyser, they rise. Alright? That's Soyser. Ramban says that there's only one kind of Boina the Kalim, that's Yetzer Kalim. It's Oysa Kalim. Ramban says, don't even call it Boina Kalim. Because the Gemara says, Ain Binyan Kalim, Ain Sir Kalim. There's something called making a Kalim Michadash, Oysa Kalim Mikri. Right? So says the Ramban, where do we find? So now I'm asking, where does, and Vaitan, and what's also Mukhach in the Ramban is that there is no Soyser by the reversing of Oysa Kalim. That's Mukhin Ramban. That's why Ramban's in our Gemara. The reversal of Oysa is not Soyser. So Ramban could not accept the Tosfos as Yesod of wherever there is Boina, there is Soyser. It's not true. Oysa Kalim is a Raya. So Ramban says there is such a thing called Oysa Kalim, right? And Soyser, right? Soyser is again. So the Ramban will say, and where do I have Boina in the Mishkan? Obviously, putting the Mishkan together, the Adonim is not going to give me Kalim. That's Ramban, because I'm assuming the Ramban and the Rambam go with the sheet, because the Rambam spells out that Odin is not called, is not considered to be a case called Karka, like the second day in Yerushalmi. So therefore, the Ramban only has that Soyser is taking apart the walls of the Mishkan. Soyser is not defined as the reversal of Boina. Now, says the Gemara in Lamed Aleph Mem Beis, the Gemara says, Soyser amenas livnei shleidim koimoi. The Gemara says, Kol melachos amalei rabba mifli. Kol melachos yalpinon lumi mishkan. V'hosam soyser amenas livnei shleidim koimoi. So I should learn that Soyser doesn't have to be rebuilding the thing in the exact same place. Omalei shiny hosam came with the sival piyashim yakanu kis Soyser al minot levnais mekoyim vaydomi. Gemara says, since every movement was done al piyashim, both the dismantling when we break camp, it was done al piyashim, and when we put things together, it was al piyashim. So in Mela, that's called Al Menot Livnois in Koimidam. Alright, so now it's clear from this Gemara that Soyser is learned from taking apart the Mishkan. What does the Gemara mean? And therefore should be the only kind of Soyser you can learn from the Mishkan is Al Menot Livnois in Koimidam. The Gemara says no. The Gemara says, Shiny Hosam Kevin Dechsiv. The Gemara says it should be Soyser Al Menot Livnois in Koimidam. No! Because Al Pi Hashem Yachnu, Al Pi Hashem Yisuk is Soyser Amenot Livnois Mem Koimoi. What does that mean? What's Pashas? What does it mean? That because the Kadosh Baruch Hu is telling you to camp here, no, how do you know Pshat? That's called Mem Koimoi. The Rabbi Nachmanal said, you never know, you could end up being mamish in the same mokem. What's your mokem? Your mokem is what Hashem says. Hashem said to be here, that was your mokem. It's mamish the same, it is the same place. It is the Kadosh Baruch Hu defines the Chomakim Shalgir is Shemi. That's the Malkin. Look at Taismas. Taismas asked the Kasha that Soyser is the only Malefis Mekalkel where the kilkul, where it's not al menos livnos yose mimenu. Every other malachas kilkul is always to improve. It's to improve the beggar. It's better than it was before. Mechave is to make a pechom, to better than it was before. The only malachas mekalkel that's not an improvement is soiser. Right? So soiser is why not? Because where do I learn soiser from? No. Mishkan. Mishkan didn't get better. Whether you would, it did, the Mishkan was not improved. Look inside. The Yeshlema, the Kulumi Mishkan Yalpinullah. V'lehoya kibim mishim ki'im la'aseh t'chomim has also improved. However, elosayse lo'y mishkaka she'y misakein b'sirizu yoyse mishalihaya bonoy shamei oylem. So when the Gemara says that so therefore soyser according to Tosus is what? Is mamish the reversal of boina? It's not an improvement on boina. Soiser is just the exact opposite of boina. That's the getter amalacha. Every other mekalkel is defined differently. Every mekalkel is a kireya in order to be toifer better. It's mechave in order to improve the pecham. Moiche has to be because I want to improve the ksav. Soiser is not like that. Soiser is simply defined as putting back what we took apart. That's Soiser Shitasa. We learn from Mishkan that Soiser is the reversal of Boina and nothing more. If there'd be an improvement, it would be more than Boina. It would be more than the reversal. But we learn from Mishkan that Soiser is mamish the backtracking on Boina. How does the Ramban learn Pshat in Al Pi Hashem Yachnu Al Pi Hashem? So the Figi Yom is a marvelous word, and Figi Yom says that you have to say the Valdegavar. He says in the Irene, we'll see you in a moment. He says taking apart the Mishkan that was Al Pi Hashem, that was the Tikkun. That's what Obi said a few minutes ago. According to Tosfos, Al Menos has to be what? Al Menos Livnos. But according to other Rishonim, the Ramban, for example, it has to be Almanos Lasakin, not Almanos Livnos. Right? What? That's not what we just said. They learned a different Pshat in Al Pi Hashem Yachnu, Hashem Yisro. So this is learned Pshat that Al Pi Hashem Yachnu, it's Mamish the same Mokoyim. You took it apart, now you're putting it back in the same place. That is Soiser. Hipuch Avoyna. But the Rishonim will say that Soiser has to only be Lasakin. So when they say Al Pi Hashem Yachnu, I'm suggesting, without Mukhra, I'm suggesting that they would say like the Afiki Yom says, that the fact that it was Al Pi Hashem that makes it a Soiser Al Menos Lasakin, and that's good enough. Because that's how they hold. Alright? But again, we see it's Lashitose that Soiser is not the reversal of Boina. Soiser is learned independently. But whereas this line, Al Pi Hashem Yachanu, the Rav Tosfos says, this line teaches me that Soiser is a reversal of Boina. The other Rishonim say, no, this line teaches me that Soiser is not necessarily bound up unquestionably with Boina. Alright? Now, one final word. The Urayim. The Urayim says, this is a tremendous thing. The Urayim says that every Malechas Mekalkel, when it's only Oiver, it's only Oiver if it's Lasakin. Right? Only on Ibis Lasakin. When it comes to Soiser, the Yireim says the Soiser must be a Tikkun. By every other Malacha says Moichek al Menos Lichtev, Kireya al Menos Litzvor, Matir al Menos Lichtev. I think, I'm not sure about that. You'll see one in a moment. by Soiser, he doesn't say Soiser al menos livnois. Soiser al menos livnois is a tolda. The Rambam says, has Soiser kol shulchayiv. Who she is Sir al menos livnois. And the tolda is Soiser Vuji is Kavein Lasake. It's a little bit different. The Ireyim is Vidayik. He says bone that the Kireya al Menos Litzor. I believe Mat al Menos Litzor, but I'm not sure. And Moich al Menos Lichtek. But Soiser, he doesn't say Soiser al Menos Livnes. Said that because in Mishkan, Moichek was erasing in order to put the letters back there. Kireya was in order to be toifer and improve the material. Get $9. Soiser is not defined as Soiser on the Nos Livnes. Why? Because the Etzem Stira was Al Pi Hashem. The Stira was a Tikkun. Kadosh Baruch Hu said, dismantle. That stira was a maisa tikkun. It was mekayim the tzivei Hashem. I wasn't mekayim the tzivei Hashem because I'm going to rebuild it. Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't rebuild it. No, pi Hashem yachan, pi Hashem iso. Because the Kadosh Baruch Hu tells me to dismantle it right now. That's what makes this, that's the tikkun of this kilkul. So it says the Yerayim, if you say someone else lives, that's a tolda. If the etzim is the exact opposite of every other mekalkel, so the is almanot to reverse it, and the tolda is for some of the tikkun. When the Yerayim, when it comes to the soiser, the is to do some kind of tikkun, and the tolda is the manot livnois. Since the Rafiki Yom, why the reversal? It is because every other melechus mekalkel in Mishkan was Almanos to improve. Mashainakin Soiser. Soiser was because Kudjbar didn't tell me to rip this piece of cloth and re-sew it. Kudjbar told me to disassemble the Mishkan. So this Maisa Stira was a Maisa Kiyum Tzivei Hashem. Maybe that's the Tikkun. So says the Afiki Yom, that might be Hadirem Ulim Shadan Ein Gimel Alef. Because in the Mishnah over there it says, no, it says, Moichik Amenas Lichtoim. Kairei Amenas Litzvor. But it says, Boinet Misoisim. And I'm going to add, it says, Koishir Umatir. Because the Etzem Matir of loosening the cords of the, not like that, not like the Bavli says, the Chilazim, but loosening the cords, like it says initially, of the Maisorois, that was its Kiyumtsi Vashem. He says it in Boinet Misoisim. That's why the mission is boiner, so not boiner, but say someone else lives. Alright? But that, why did I quote that? Not to make, it's a beautiful word. I want to make your week. It's all the work. You'll go later on, you'll see it's, you look inside the BK Young, it says it's so beautiful. But to point out that this would support what we're saying in the Ramban. Soitzer in Mishkan. Whereas Tosfos defines Soiser in Mishkan as Hipuchoi Shel Boina, Ramban does not say it that way. That's Mukhrach. What I'm suggesting, which is not Mukhrach, is that the Ramban will say it the way the Akhtikiyam says it in the Yerayim. The Maisa Stira with the Maisa Tzivei Hashem. The Mela, I don't define, and that is, will be consistent. They'll be consistent with explaining why, according to Tosfos, Soiser has to be Almanos Livnois. And according to Ramban, Soiser is, as long as you miss that game, then that's already the Ogmalach of Soiser. Right? Tomorrow, Mitzvashem, we have to finish that. We're very, very behind. So tomorrow, Mitzvashem, I want to focus on, we'll have Shir at 12 o'clock. We'll focus, have done this already. We'll focus on Seif Ches of Shin Yadalim. Seif Ches is Chesolis. We'll do the line and quote me above Chesolis. Seif Ches. Mechaber quotes a Tolboy, and he quotes the Beis Yosef, and we'll learn the Magen Avraham, the Chazanish, and Rav Moshe, and that will finish up how to, you'll know by Shabbos, Mitzvah Shem, whether you can pull apart your potential back.
If we don't come tomorrow, we don't have any maidens.
That? The Kublai, yes, the Kublai, yes, the Kublai, yes.
There
were certain revelations. I have problems with revelations. I don't mean scholarship. It's like an intuitive thing. That's the word. But that is the. He was developing this idea.
Tosfos says that born in Sphere of Amateur, right?
Ooh. Do I have to mention that?
I think it's
Leviathan.
Alright, okay. Yeah, okay. Yeah. If one is supposed to say one is the opposite, and if only you could build a Muscogee, how do they read the mission that you can't have Kavana? When you're building, you're having Kavana to build it.
No, they can read. Maybe you listen to Rabbana part.
What?
Maybe you listen to Rabbana.
To build.
Yeah,
when the read says
Muscogee. No, the read says Muscogee.
No, still.